This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد. In the face of difficulties and tragedies and afflictions and hardships in life, one finds it extremely difficult to maintain patience. Whether the hardship is personal or it's public, patience is hard to come by. How do I maintain my patience with continuous affliction? How do I stay strong and steadfast? How do I fight off the whispers of the shaitan and the doubts that enter my life? How do I stay strong in iman and not falter like so many have? Because I don't want to be a casualty of this affliction. If I want to survive it, how do I survive it? How do I continue to trust Him subhanahu wa ta'ala? How do I continue to be a person of faith and a person of action, upright and principled in a world that is unprincipled and faithless? How does this happen? Because you feel at times that you've reached your limit, you've reached your end. And when you talk about patience, we often don't understand what patience is, because people sometimes understand patience to equal passiveness, meaning not do a thing. They understand patience as surrender. And they don't understand, even if they understand the importance of patience, how to be able to draw on this unlimited supply of patience to counter that seemingly unlimited supply of hardship. And you encounter an ayah in the Quran that sort of exemplifies that, the extent and the desperation and the ultimate help that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah said, حَتَّى إِذَا اسْتَيْأَسَ الرُّسُلُ وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ قَدْ كُذِبُوا أَتَاهُمْ نَصْرُنَا. وَفِي قِرَاءَةٍ أُخْرَى كُذِّبُوا وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ قَدْ كُذِّبُوا. It says, when the messengers have reached the level of despair and they believe that they, meaning their people, have denied them, have rejected them, the believers have rejected them and denied them. That's according to one of the qira'at. And another one, that they have been lied to. They think that. And that ayah is amazing because it tells you that even the messengers and the prophets of Allah alayhim as-salatu was-salam, all of them, and they are infallible, the best of believers, but the intensity of that persecution, of that pain, day after day, that it seemed so endless that because of their humanity, and they are after all human beings, a thought starts to creep into their minds and hearts. Despair. Maybe I will not see the victory of Allah. Maybe these people will not be punished. Maybe this is it for us. And they, of course, they repel that and they fight it and they restore their iman. But it does tell you that that thought enters. And if that happens with them, it happens with us. And they think that they have been denied. Meaning that they start to believe that the people who say that they are believers are not believers. Otherwise, how do you explain the delay in the victory of Allah and that continuous affliction? That maybe these are not believers, though they claim to. Or maybe a thought comes to their head, like our minds and hearts, am I on the truth? Is this right? Is the promise right? A thought, a passing thought. So we ask these questions. Is it worth it to still have iman? Is it still worth the fight? Should I continue to hold on to the truth and pay the price? Should I sacrifice so much? And am I willing to sacrifice so much? And if I begin to sacrifice, will I be steadfast or will I panic? Do I have what it takes? All of these things. And if we don't have patience, then we have nothing in life. And listen to what the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith where he said, "Wa'lam." أن النصر مع الصبر وأن الفرج مع الكرب وأن مع العسر يسرا. He says, and know, firmly believe that victory is coupled to patience and that with hardship there is relief and with difficulty there is ease. That is when you know this from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whatever hardship you find, whatever comes your way, He had coupled with it subhanahu wa ta'ala out of His mercy. There is usr, there must be yusr. It has to be. It will come. And if there's karb, a distress that you're feeling personally or the ummah that is feeling it, if there is karb, there has to be faraj. There's a promise. Now what you need to see all of that is the first, which is patience. Which he said, alayhi salatu wassalam, he said, victory is with patience and patience is with victory. And the interesting thing here is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not specify the type of victory here. To tell you that as long as you are patient, you're victorious by the will of Allah azza wa jal. Because victory is not of one type. And Ibn Rajab rahimahullah, he said, commenting on this hadith, he says, وَهَذَا يَشْمَلُ الْجِهَادَانِ جِهَادُ النَّفْسِ وَجِهَادُ الْعَدُوِ. Meaning this victory covers two types of jihad. The internal jihad and the external jihad. Because you are engaged in both of them, and you need both of them. You need an internal jihad without which there is no external jihad. And you need an external jihad without which you will be weak on the inside. You need both of them. So he said, rahimahullah, that victory is true for both. That is, if you are patient with Allah's commands and patient to stay away from the haram, if you hold on to that type of patience, then you're victorious. You will win by the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. And if you are patient with adversity on the outside, with the persecution on the outside, and you hold on to Allah's commands, you don't transgress them. You're patient when He needs you to be patient, and you're patient when He commands you to do what He wants, though it requires sacrifice, and you give that sacrifice to Allah Azza wa Jal for His sake. Is that when you're patient like that, then you have won. The outcome then, the final outcome does not matter, because as long as you are patient, you're victorious in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. And you're victorious in the sunnah of the Messenger alayhi salatu wassalam. That's the victory that is hard to maintain. The victory of patience. Because we are not people who look at specific results and we say, unless we see this, otherwise we're defeated. We're not those type of people. We're the type of people who will say we submit to Allah Azza wa Jal and will do His will. And He does whatever He wants with us. And He plans whatever He wants, subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is our victory. Our victory is our belief, and our victory is our surrender to Allah Azza wa Jal. Not a piece of land, not a little bit of money that you have, not a reputation that you're trying to save. Your victory is a victory that Allah is pleased with you. If you have that, then you have won and your enemy has lost. Your enemy has lost, because remember that there is going to be a final judgment where everybody would be brought before Allah Azza wa Jalla, and those who transgressed will be punished for their transgression, and those who have suffered will be awarded for their suffering. So the idea here is not to limit yourself to what is happening today and tomorrow and the day after tomorrow. The idea here is to connect yourself to the rope of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that no one is ever able to cut between you and Him. No one can cut that between you and Him unless you decide to cut it. But the patience that we need is a patience that relies on basic beliefs in Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first of them is that Allah's decision is better than our decision, and Allah's plan is better than our plan. And what He allows to happen, He allows to happen for a wisdom that exceeds our limited expectations and view. So you trust Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, understanding that there is benefit in this even if you cannot see it. There are blessings in this even if you cannot see it. There is reward in this even if you cannot see it. And I'd rather be with what Allah decided and what He wanted, rather be with my own plan and my own decisions, because Allah knows and we do not know. To understand that, when you are patient, when you are tasting the bitterness of life around you, when everything around you, you're disillusioned with everything that you see, you're unhappy with what everything in your life, and it's bitter and it's difficult, yet you maintain your patience. And that patience means that I'm not gonna complain about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll submit to His decisions. I'll submit to His decree. I'll await His reward subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'll go along with what He wants from me. I'll do what He wants me to do. And I'll stop when He wants me to stop. It's not up for me to me. It's not up to my emotions. It's up to Allah Azza wa Jal. I will not complain. I'll believe that what comes next is better. I'll always remain hopeful. So when that happens, he said alayhi salatu wasalam, wa'alam anna fi sabri ala ma takrahu khayran kathira. He says, know that being patient with what you hate has an enormity of goodness in it. When you know that, when you are patient with the bitterness that surrounds you, that there is plenty of good in it, your circumstances will turn upside down. From a expression or a feeling of helplessness, a feeling of lack of power, a feeling of oppression, into a victory from Allah Azza wa Jalla. That is this moment that is bitter and I'm patient in it. Allah is blessing me and Allah is elevating me. And if I were to see the consequence of that on the day of judgment, I would not wish for anything else to have happened. I would wish for the same exact affliction, for the same exact trouble, for what Allah decided, because I would have seen then in it how much Allah would have given me and everybody else who was suffering. And we would all say we would not have wanted anything else but this, Ya Allah. Because now we see why you did it, and now we see the consequence of all of that. So that becomes like cold water that extinguishes the flames of a burning heart that cries out, why is this happening? Whether it is to the ummah or to me, why is this happening? Why am I continuously suffering? Is Allah Azza wa Jalla listening to my dua? Does Allah even care about me? All these thoughts that creep into our minds, we push them back by saying, I trust Allah Azza wa Jalla, and I trust the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, and believe their words and what they have said to me. And I understand that sooner or later, I will see the consequence of that patience. I just need to believe in Allah Azza wa Jalla. I need to believe that this is not everything. I need to believe that a wrongdoer does not escape their wrongdoing. And the wrong does not escape the reward from Allah Azza wa Jal. A bird that is killed unjustly. This is in the hadith. If you kill a bird, not for simply eating them, just for play. He says, يَعُجُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. He will plead with Allah Azza wa Jal. He will cry to Allah Azza wa Jal. He says, look at this human being. He killed me, not to eat me, just for play. Ask him why he killed me. A bird, a little bird. And then that human being has to answer that question. Why did you kill him? Because he had no right over him. How about all that we see around us? You think Allah Azza wa Jal will let that go? But what is important is how we are. So you have a patience that is needed from all of us. And that patience begins with the internal patience. The internal patience with halal and haram. The internal patience with trusting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The internal patience with salah. Right? With dua, with fasting, with zakah, with staying away from the haram. Imagine with me, if somebody were to ask you to boycott a particular product, what will give you the patience to boycott that product? Our religion teaches us patience. Salah after salah after salah, wudu after wudu after wudu. When you fast, you are in the university and college of patience. This is how you practice it every single day. When you want to give money, you're practicing patience because you say to yourself, no, my nafs, myself wants something. No, I'm going to conquer that and be patient with its calls not to spend, and I will give to Allah Azza wa Jal. So you're trying to conquer yourself every single day. You see a haram and you say, I'm going to look the other way. You listen to a haram, I'm going to listen to something else, but not that. We are practicing patience every single day. So now when you're asked to or expected from you, or you decide, I'm going to boycott this product. And some people will say, no, I can't. I'm too attached to it. I depend on it. I'm addicted to it. And part of my habit. If you can't stop this, and I'm not asking you that it's an obligation on you to stop it, I'm presenting it as simply an example. If we can't stay away from this, how do you expect us to do greater things in life? To stay away from more necessities when we speak the truth, they come and tell us we're only going to have access to A, B, or C, or D. How will we be patient with that unless we have graduated from the patience, the school of patience that's in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. So unless we practice it, we won't have it. And unless we rely on Allah Azza wa Jal, we'll find that we will falter. And we will waver. So we ask Allah Azza wa Jal, Arham al-Rahimeen, to soothe the hearts of those who are afflicted and those who are in doubt and those who are in pain. And to show us relief after distress, and to show us ease after hardship. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه وأصلي وأسلم على رسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. This is not supposed to be an academic exercise in patience. So we talk about patience and the importance in patience, but then what? Like, how do I actually be patient, be more patient? How tools can I have? They say, Wallahu A'lam, first of all, understand that patience is based on belief. And the more you know, the more patient you can be. The more you understand Allah, who Allah is, what His book is about, the message in the Quran, the more that you read the Sunnah, the more that you digest this and it's firm in your heart, the more patient you will be. Because Allah Azza wa Jal, He gave an example. ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا كَلِمَةً طَيِّبَةً كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةً أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٍ. Allah had given the example of the good word as a good tree, its foundations are firm. So those foundations are firm because the word itself is firm in the hearts of the believers. So if you have those roots, then you'll be able to bear fruits throughout your body, throughout your life. But the first thing is to know what Islam is, to study it, to learn it, to attach yourself to it. Also, the Quran. كَذَلِكَ لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. This is about Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, that the Prophet, Allah said, we have sent the Quran the way that we have sent it, to stabilize your heart, to give it comfort. So we need this tathbeet. How do you get it? In theory, we need to be born patient. How do you get it every single day? In the face of an onslaught of whispers from the shaitan and advertisement from the helpers of the shaitan that try to convince you otherwise. How do you push back? What's your daily regimen that allows you to be strong? It's the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. You have to hold on to it and you have to read it and you have to use the messages that is in it and the power that it gives you to overpower the shaitan, to overpower helplessness, cynicism, surrender to the world that seems to be too powerful, far too powerful for us to change. This Quran gives you power. So you have to read the Quran every day. And you have to engage in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially when you find yourself weak, especially when you find yourself in need of extra strength. إِذَا لَقِيتُمْ فِئَةً فَاثْبُتُوا وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. He said subhanahu wa ta'ala that, you know, be steadfast, be firm and remember Allah a lot so that you may be successful. So when you need that firmness, then dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal is needed. And don't take that lightly. Oh, we've heard that before. Don't take that lightly. Because you'll find it in the Quran, you'll find it in the Sunnah. وَلَا تَنِيَا فِي ذِكْرِي. He said to Musa and Harun, عليهما السلام, you're going to go meet Pharaoh. If you're going to panic, you're going to panic when you meet somebody like Pharaoh, alone, defenseless. What is your weapon? He says, وَلَا تَنِيَا فِي ذِكْرِي. Don't stop remembering me. Along the way, when you're there, keep saying whatever you can. Astaghfirullah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah. But this is what you say every single day when you find yourself weak. Just like when you're hungry and your stomach grumbles and says, give me food, and you feed it. When you find yourself in pain, in spiritual pain, in emotional pain, that is the time for the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, because you will feel better after that. And you'll be stronger because of it. And you will not lay your arms to say to the army, come and cut my head. I'm done. No, you will say, I'll continue to fight for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. I'll continue to be patient for the sake of Allah. I believe in what He is telling me. So the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. And if also, never, never, never forget dua. You will find it in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal that when they needed Allah Azza wa Jal, ثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا. Plant our feet firmly. In the face of all this hardship, plant our feet firmly. So you are being tested. All of us are being tested in life until we die. So we need that firmness in iman. We need that support from Allah Azza wa Jal. And He subhanahu wa ta'ala, He told His Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, wasbir, He says, be patient. وَمَا صَبْرُكَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Your patience is because of Allah Azza wa Jal. You can't be patient on your own. You don't think that you will not be able to handle everything that is happening to you and me on our own. But Allah Azza wa Jal says, wasbir, yes, be patient. But understand that patience comes from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ask Him for it. Rely on Him for that. Say, Ya Allah, I'm at my wit's end. I don't have power anymore. I don't have energy anymore. I'm almost at that state where I'm desperate, Ya Rabbil Alameen. So I ask You for Your help. I ask You for Your support. I ask You for those firm feet. I ask You that I would see that relief. I ask You that this pain would go away. I ask You that You would show me the wisdom sooner or later what happens. And even if I don't see it, give me the trust in You, Ya Rabbil Alameen. To ask and engage in conversations with Allah Azza wa Jal. Don't surrender to doubt. Don't surrender to weakness. Know that Allah Azza wa Jalla had given you the tools to overpower your enemy. The shaitan trembles because of the tools that Allah Azza wa Jalla had given to you. You call the adhan, the shaitan runs away. The shaitan. But other people don't know what to hand, how to handle, what to do with. You call the adhan, the shaitan runs away. You call Ayatul Kursi, he cannot approach. You have the tools to defeat the shaitan. So use them. And ask Allah Azza wa Jal for more and more of his patience, because we need that. And it doesn't stop with patience. But also you could move to the stage of rida. Yes, now I'm patient. But now because I see Allah's reward in what is happening, and I see that Allah is behind it, and I see that there is benefit in it, whether it's visible or not, and that it's better that it happens rather than not, in exactly the way that it happens, I'll be content. I'll be pleased with Allah's decrees. I will not be bitter about it. I will change and combat injustice for sure, but with things that are beyond my ability, I'll be pleased with Allah's decree. And you can even climb up to the level of gratitude for bad things that happen to you and me. You lose a house, you lose a job, you lose a child. And imagine being grateful, because you understand that what happened to you is not an affliction, but a ni'mah from Allah Azza wa Jal. When you can see the bad is good, because Allah is behind it, then you'll be able to thank Him, Al Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, for every single thing. And then there is no room for sorrow. You pick yourself up and you continue and you march towards Allah Azza wa Jal. To ask Allah Rabbil Alameen, Arhamar Rahimeen, we ask you, Ya Rabb, to give us patience and gratitude and contentment with your decrees. We ask you, Ya Rabbil Alameen, to alleviate the suffering of Muslims throughout the world. We ask you, Ya Rabbil Alameen, to clothe them and feed them and protect them from their enemy, Ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask you, Ya Rabbil Alameen, to show us your mercy on earth. We ask you, Ya Rabbil Alameen, to repel the evil of the evildoers and to disgrace them on earth. We ask you, Ya Rabbil Alameen, to forgive us all of our sins. We ask you to elevate us in the dunya and in the akhirah. We ask you to make us of the people of heaven, not of the people of hellfire. To ask you, Ya Rabbil Alameen, to protect us from the whispers of the shaitan and the doubts that we have in our hearts. We ask you to make us of those who rely on you, who love you, and who love your messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, more than they love their selves. We ask you, Ya Rabbil Alameen, to give us power against our addictions of things that you hate. And give us power, Ya Rabbil Alameen, to do the things that we're supposed to do, but we are not doing. Allahumma aghfir lana ajma'een wa lisa'ir al-muslimin wal-muslimat. اللهم أنجي المستضعفين من المسلمين في كل مكان رب العالمين اللهم أنجي أهل غزة وفلسطين ممن عاداهم يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم يا رب فرج عنهم كربهم اللهم فرج عنهم كربهم اللهم فرج عنهم كربهم اللهم أطعمهم وأسقهم اللهم احفظهم بحفظك وكلائك وعنايتك رب العالمين اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا أجمعين وذنوب سائر المسلمين والمسلمات وردنا إليك ردا جميلا اللهم اجعلنا من الصابرين والصابرات الراضين والراضيات الشاكرين والشاكرات اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين وأقم الصلاة.